Chapter 2 Journey into the Unknown. Jake hardly slept, repeatedly replaying the astounding magical letter in his mind. In a few months, he would depart the only world he knew in Willowbend to attend the revered Evergreen Academy, hidden deep within the misty highlands of the Scottish moors according to village lore. It seemed unfathomable. Jacob Driver, the boy who could scarcely levitate a feather or produce a wisp of smoke from the tip of his wand, would now walk the hallowed halls of magical mastery alongside the most talented youth their world had to offer. It was both terrifying and unbelievably wondrous to ponder. As Jake restlessly twisted beneath his wool blankets late that night, nibbling doubts began creeping in to gnaw at his swelling hopes. Why had Evergreen's esteemed faculty extended an offer of acceptance to someone like himself with his pitiful talents? Did they perhaps know something he did not? Had they detected glimmers indicating he may someday come into unfathomable power? Or had it been mere chance or pity? Would he prove himself a failure upon arrival and be sent straight home in humiliation? Jake restlessly attempted every spell and incantation he knew, trying to will more impressive magic from his delicate rowan wood wand. But all he managed were a few wayward sparks and pale streams of smoke that hung listlessly in the air before dissolving. Exhaustion finally overtook Jake in the early hours before dawn. As the first delicate rays of rosy sunlight began to break across his bedroom, Jake's turbulent thoughts slowly drifted off to sleep, still gripping his wand tightly in his tiny fist. The following day, Jake hurried downstairs with his acceptance letter held tightly and now quite wrinkled. His parents glanced up from their morning tea near the fireplace, his mother appearing wary while his father beamed with unconcealed pride. "My boy has been accepted to the great Evergreen Academy," Benjamin declared heartily as he took the parchment and inspected it closely, his bushy brows rising higher and higher. "We always knew you had hidden wells of talent and potential within. Did I not tell you those extra lessons would pay off in due course? This calls for a grand celebration tonight." Emma set down her teacup gently, yet deliberately, fixing Benjamin with a piercing gaze. "My darling, should we not thoroughly discuss this unexpected development further? There are certain obscured matters from our past, changes now swirling." "Nonsense, dear heart," Benjamin waved dismissively, wrapping a robust, steady arm around Jake's shoulders. "Our son shall make the drivers proud, as the first in our ancient lineage to be bestowed such a noble honour. Is that not so, my courageous boy?" Jake managed a timid nod, his self-doubts deepening at the grave caution in his mother's eyes. What sinister secrets was she alluding to? But Benjamin whisked Jake outside into the bustling village lanes before he could inquire further, happily bellowing plans for the celebratory banquet to be held that night. As midday faded toward late afternoon, Benjamin and a troop of fellow wizards raised their wands, chanting intricate spells to summon a long line of floating lanterns in vivid hues of emerald, crimson, and sapphire to stretch above the cobblestoned village square. Word spread swiftly about Jake's mystifying acceptance to the hallowed halls of Evergreen. Soon, long tables were hauled into the court, groaning under the weight of sumptuous roasted fowl, complex trifles with fairy sugar, and a towering cake laced with firewig syrup for vitality. Jake's earlier worries temporarily dissolved amidst the swirling revelry, all in his family's honour, and the effervescent toasts praised his promising future. He had scarcely had a proper taste of confection or candied apple before more well-wishers pressed close, urging him to unleash some small early display of magic as proof of Evergreen's sagacity. but Jake could only manage a few scattered flurries of sparks from his wand that drew more polite pity than acclaim. Secretly, he yearned to break away from the gathering for a quiet moment, to calm his rattled mind about the rapid changes hurtling toward his life. Yet, he remained trapped by expectation and attention. As dusk entirely gave way to night, Jake finally slipped into the trailing shadows, the lantern light still spilling across the ongoing merriment. But as he moved toward the darkened woods, he felt an odd tingling on the back of his neck, as if from unseen eyes tracking his movement. Whirling around near the tall, silent oak sentries, Jack glimpsed two pinpoints of scarlet light winking at him from the veil of blackness. But they extinguished instantly into sinister nothingness before he could be sure. Heart suddenly racing, Jake turned back toward the familiar glow, but was surprised at how the shifting forms appeared distorted and indistinct around the edges, more ghostly shades than human. It was a trick of chill air and flickering radiance, but it unsettled him as he crept back into the lively crowd. Yet, he could not escape the feeling of a lingering spectral presence hovering somewhere just out of sight. As the midnight hour grew close and youthful energy turned toward weariness, Benjamin and Emma finally bade farewell to the final well-wishers still doting over young Jacob's new destiny. In the secluded shelter of their timber and stone cottage, Jake still could find no rest. Lying awake long past the hour his parents had retired, Jake attempted yet again to will more pronounced magic from his wand. He was yet managing only a few stray white sparks that sizzled and died in the air. There seemed no concrete answers waiting behind his drooping eyelids, only more endless questions about what greatness could await someone like himself at a school for those rare, extraordinary gifts. Would he find the answers he sought behind the storied walls of ancient evergreen? Or would he return, still every bit as ordinary and disappointing as he felt now? As Jake finally surrendered to sleep, the first flecks of golden dawn had already begun to drift up over the distant hills. Adventure lay ahead in the coming days, whether he felt prepared or not.